plenty to get to in our highlight package, and our Alaska Airlines player of the game, Christian Scholand, getting his first start of the season, did not waste any time taking advantage of the opportunity. They find Meadow between the circles. Now Wood on the left wing. Circling up top, Austin slipped a bit, able to keep his feet. They find Robertson on the right wing. Drives down, back to Scholand. They leave him wide open, three. Oh, that's good to see for Christian Scholand. So 3-2 early on. Scholand wasn't the only one with a hot end. Chris Austin ready to get into the act. Meadows now. Hooks will pass to Robertson. Dribble handoff to Scholand. Goes to the right corner now to Wood. On the baseline, T-Rob wide open as Meadows underneath. Kicks it out to Austin for three. Buried it. 8-6 there, just 3 minutes into the game. Pilots would hold the early cushion as both teams were hot out of the blocks. And then with some substitutions and juggling lineups, it was Mateo Silveira who had some opportunities down in the box. Wood with it, foul and extended left beyond the arc. Trying to post up Zoe, who came into the game. Mateo Silveira in. Now he gets to him on the left block to the right-hand jump hook and buried it. Pilots by three at that point, 6 minutes in. And whenever things got a little dicey for Portland at the other end, they were able to find Christian Scholand tonight. Now Meadows on the right wing. Swing it to Scholand back in after the timeout. Trying to post up Vucinic. Can't get it to him. 10 to shoot. Robertson, swing it to Mattia. Somebody's got to go. Scholand, step back three, buried another one. Second three for Christian Scholand. Pilots' biggest lead at that point, 24-18, midway through the first half. From there, though, things got a little dicier at the offensive end. Portland struggling, but Tyler Robertson to the rescue. Outlet Meadows into the left front court. Finds Austin trailing, now Tyler Robertson into the right corner to Scholand. Back up top, Meadows, swing it left, Austin. And Duca had position, couldn't keep it. Robertson steps into a three and buries that one over Kennedy. 29-27 Pilots at that point, but they would struggle throughout the latter part of the first half. Fortunate at the end to find some buckets, including Chris Austin again. Robertson now working against Kennedy. Five on the shot clock, spinning. Finds Austin. He's going to have to get the shot up. Beats the shot clock and buries the three with Sanders hanging on him. 46 seconds to go. Trayvon Taylor, who had a career night, able to get a bucket for Cal Poly. And Chris Austin making sure the Pilots did not trail at the halftime break. Screen cut. No, T-Rob runs away from it. 6 seconds now. Tyler Robertson in the right corner. Drives through the lane, dumped down Austin, counted and beat the buzzer, got it up on the window, Chris Austin. 37 apiece at halftime. And the second half, well, it started for Portland the same way the first half did. Christian Scholand getting loose just a minute into the second half. Wood now gets a screen from Scholand. Moses sends it to Meadows. Now Austin on the right wing trying to post up Robertson mid-block on Franklin. Leaves it to Scholand. Catch and shoot three. Got another one. Tied at 42 in the opening moments. From there, Cal Poly would take control of the game. Didn't run away from it, but played from the lead for quite a time. Portland went back to the bench to the big man, Silveira. Back up top, Scholand. Swing it left to Meadows. Now Chica, top of the key. We got time. With Robertson. Driving left, bounce pass. Nice feed to Silveira, who lays it up and in. Portland down three at that point. They would keep close thanks to Mike Meadows coming alive at the offensive end. Back to Davidson. Got Moses to fly by. Pull up 14-footer. No good. Caroma tips it, but Nduka there for the rebound for Pilots. Leaves it for Meadows on the run. Into the right front court. Little crossover move. Step back 15-footer for Mike and buried it. Oh, he had Pierce on roller skates that time.
Yes, he did.
59-58. Meadows would make another jumper to give Portland a one-point lead. And from there, it was back and forth all the way down the stretch. And once again, helping put Portland over the top was Christian Scholand. And Cal Poly gets back. Portland didn't force the action in transition that time. Robertson trying to back in on Davidson. Cutting to him is Meadows. They skip it past Scholand. Pump fake. Steps to the side. Three. Good! Christian Scholand giving the Pilots the lead with a minute 31 to play. Back and forth, the teams would trade free throws. Tyler Robertson hitting a couple of big ones. And then Mike Meadows with two to give Portland the lead, 78-77 with 8 seconds to go. Cal Poly had one final shot at it. Those here at the Child Center come to their feet. Bench begging everybody to rise up. It'll be Colvin to trigger along the baseline. Davidson comes to get it on the run, driving on Meadows, turns it over with his left hand, down the lane, runner with the left hand, no good, ball tipped around, Colvin, no, Pilots win! 78-77, the final, a defensive stand on the final possession to clinch the victory. Portland goes to 8-3.